Queen's Chosen Ones, London, United Kingdom. To the ear accustomed to American English, Londoners' speech has a certain elegance and an air of poetry. In conversation, Londoners can lose themselves as they listen to the words they craft. Their crisp and melodious speech reflects the nature of the capital, imposing, grandiose, evenly paced yet practical. You don't have to wander around London long before you start seeing Jews and kippahs meeting over coffee at a Starbucks. Striking up a conversation with one can lead to a Shabbat dinner invitation. The English are polite and acquiescent, and with a little convincing, allow me to photograph a synagogue with a few minutes to spare before the start of Shabbat. The city boasts a sizable Hasidic district, but many young Jews often find themselves at the center for Jewish life, where Russian bankers, French financiers, and Israeli supermodels mingle with the help of the local rabbi. London rabbis are world-renowned. Maybe it is because their sermons are in that eloquent and mellifluous English, like those of Rabbi Sacks, or maybe because they are tech-savvy like Chabad, creating live podcasts of their sermons for the world to stream. The old synagogues are distinctly British in character, built like Anglican churches with flat brownstone facades and long wooden pews running along the sides. Jews arrived in England along with William the Conqueror in the 11th century. They soon began to develop their commerce, only to be pushed out by King Edward I until Cromwell reopened the doors for their return. England's Jewish communities served in country's wars and changed how Jews identified themselves in Western Europe. England had among the first Jewish secular groups in Western Europe to receive citizenship and sought to become more like their non-Jewish fellow Brits. The freedoms and protections granted by England's constitution allow Jewish people to thrive, gain notoriety, and gave the world Sacha Baron Cohen, Benjamin Disraeli, and even the tragic Amy Winehouse.